Welcome to the Home Study course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute. This course deals with setting ethical boundaries with clients. Our primary intent for this Home Study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979 to thousands across the U.S. and in Canada. My name is Brian Clark. I'll be the narrator of this CD. I'm a co-author of the course and am currently in private practice. Two other co-authors of this course are Jill Daniels, who has experience in community mental health, and Janelle Brush, who has been in private practice focusing on marriage counseling. She's also worked with the chronically mentally ill. We appreciate that you've chosen this as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of this course is to assist you in increasing your self-awareness regarding setting ethical boundaries with clients. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Healthcare Training Institute. Periodically, content recall questions are asked. These questions correspond with the questions in your answer booklet. Merely write the correct letter on the blank line that precedes each question. Keep in mind there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They're merely intended to verify your playing of this CD. Each of the questions is included on this CD, as well as in the answer booklet. The questions are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing ahead of time what the question is, you'll then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So just a hint, after you answer a question, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer. For the purpose of brevity, I'll generally use the term therapists or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I'll also use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client to the term that is the most meaningful to you in your work setting. What exactly are boundaries? As you know, boundaries set limits between you and your client. Your professional code of ethics helps to set those boundaries or limits. This CD will explore the blur of gray areas in these not-so-clear-cut boundaries. The goal, by the end of this CD, is to increase your self-awareness and perhaps gain a new perspective on setting some client limits in your therapeutic relationships. This is a 2-CD series. The first CD in this series will cover basic premises, attitudes and behaviors, gender culture, use of defense mechanisms, security versus growth, middle class values, setting session tempo, nonverbal communication, touch, and acceptance that leads to expectations. The second CD will discuss the boundary issues of problems with friendship versus partnership, judgments, setting the session focus, partialization, advice giving, making promises, confrontation, manipulation, and referrals. So let's get started. Four basic premises. The following are four values that constitute the basic premise of the therapeutic relationship. Let's look at how even the most basic of concepts presents boundary questions. Here is an example of each of the four values. Number 1, the worth of the individual. A basic premise, right? Think again. Who determines how worthy someone is to retain custody of his or her children? When you write your recommendations to the court, what was the boundary or limit you set in your report regarding the intensity and frequency of abuse for the rehabilitated parents seeking to regain custody? Number 2, the right of self-determination also is a basic ethical premise that raises boundary issues. However, with a suicidal client you treated, where did you set the boundary between freedom and commitment to an inpatient unit? Later on this CD, we'll explore the issue of suicide. Number 3, A third philosophical basis of the therapeutic relationship is the right to share the benefits of society. But at what point does your client with a substance-related disorder lose his or her rights to share the benefits of society? Let's explore this one further. Some substance use treatment professionals have criticized the classification of substance use disorders by the DSM, or Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, as simplistic and too straightforward. They've argued that substance use cannot be forced into the two arbitrary categories of abuse or dependence, but rather that substance use represents a continuum that ranges from non-use to dependency. With your last substance-related disordered client, what criteria did you use to set a boundary in the gray area of the DSM classification system, which many view as inadequate regarding court orders to a treatment facility and depriving the client of his or her right to benefit from societal freedom? Basic premise number 4. The mutual rights and responsibility between your client and society is a philosophical basis of the mental health professions. Regarding the boundary between rights of your client versus the rights of society, ask yourself, the last time your client threatened to harm an identifiable other, where and how, in your mind, did you draw the limit regarding a need to warn or not warn the other party? The point to be made here is that even in the most basic of premises regarding our mental health profession, you are drawing ethical boundaries. From the preceding examples, select one which is meaningful to you. Here are the 4 basic premises examples again. 1. Your recommendations to the court for treatment decisions regarding custody in a child abuse case. 2. Suicide and commitment. 3. Substance abuse. And 4. Duty to warn regarding threats to an identifiable other. Ask yourself, how do I set boundaries with this difficult issue? It's been my experience that I set boundaries effectively with clients when I feel I'm able to gain personal objectivity. How do I gain this objectivity? By increasing my personal awareness regarding my needs, weaknesses, and strengths. By awareness, I mean my ability to deal with my personality patterns and client issues as they may relate to my life experience, which may cloud my ability to relate to the client. I look at my level of openness. I look at my ability to be aware of values, attitudes, and patterns of behaving in the groups of which I consider to be a part. Lastly, I look at my ability to differ and stand alone when necessary, should I need to act as an advocate for the client. It's one thing to recognize my shortcomings, and another to change them. Question 1. What are 4 values that constitute the philosophical bases of the therapeutic relationship that present boundary challenges?